From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're starting off with an update on Cap Radio. Last week, a longtime financial backer of the public media station publicly announced it wanted Cap Radio to merge with the PBS television affiliate, KVIE. That announcement came from the Capital Public Radio Endowment, which shares our name, but is actually an independent nonprofit separate from Cap Radio. And as for Cap Radio in Sac State, which holds our license, both say they have no plans for such a merger. So, what's behind the disconnect? This latest development follows months of public financial instability, including an audit by the Cal State University system, layoffs at Cap Radio and NSPR, that's North State Public Radio, which Cap Radio operates, as well as continued staff departures, all of which we have covered here on Insight and at Cap Radio with Journalistic Independence. Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols got a better understanding of what is happening and joins us with his conversation with the endowment, Cap Radio, and Sac State. And a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this story before it was posted publicly or broadcasted. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Vicky, it's good to be with you.
Okay, so first thing right off the bat, not everyone is familiar with the endowment board. So can you describe the board and its members and how it relates to Cap Radio?
That's right. And this can get a little confusing, but we'll try to sort things out. First, the endowment board is separate from Cap Radio, as you mentioned. It's also separate from the station's governing board of directors. It's an independent nonprofit group that has provided the station with financial support since the 1980s. There are a lot of connections between this group and Cap Radio. Many members of the endowment board are past members of the station's governing board. Here is Endowment Board Chair Dan Bruner, who described the independent group.
It has a board of directors currently of 8 people, all of whom are longtime supporters of the station, many of whom are, like me, are former board members from Capital Public Radio. I was on the board a number of years ago and board chair. And so it's a way in which people who love the station continue their commitment to the station.
One more note on Bruner. He mentioned in my interview that he has also served as a past board member for KVIE, the PBS affiliate that we're talking about, and KVIE declined to comment for this story.
Okay, so that's a quick sketch of the endowment board, but why does this group feel that a merger with KVIE would be a benefit for Cap Radio? And also, why do they feel the need to write a public letter about this rather than just having private discussions with the parties involved, which are Cap Radio and Sac State?
Right. Well, to answer that second question first, Bruner, along with the endowment board member Buzz Weisenfeld, they told me that Sacramento State was not responding to their request to sit down and talk about this idea. On the question of how this would benefit Cap Radio, Bruner and Weisenfeld made the argument that one integrated public media company would simply be stronger and more competitive than two separate ones. They can combine resources and be more efficient.
And there are examples. This has been done before with public media organizations in California, correct?
That's right. KQED in the Bay Area, KPBS in San Diego, they both have public radio and TV operations. But, you know, getting back to this idea of a merger here locally, it's no secret that when organizations combine, they do tend to eliminate positions that they view as playing the same role. And the endowment board members acknowledge some of that could happen with a merger of Cap Radio and KVIE. Though they said that's not a driving factor for them. Here is Weisenfeld from the endowment board on what's behind this.
We went public because there was no other option left to us to communicate this in a way so that the world could know that we are concerned about the future of the station in the hands of the university. We believe strongly that the most healthy, journalistically flourishing kind climate for Cap Radio is in an integrated format with KVIE. And the station is a community asset, a community treasure, and the interests of the station go well beyond the confines of the campus. And we just have watched as the station has essentially been under control of a bunch of accountants who are measuring everything in terms of metrics.
To add some context here, the university took control of CAP Radio's financial operations last fall, right after an audit from the CSU Chancellor's Office found widespread financial mismanagement at the station.
Right, and that's why there's been much greater involvement from Sac State in recent months. Chris, how are CAP Radio and Sac State management reacting to this letter from the Endowment Board and the idea of a merger?
Well, Vicky, as you mentioned in your intro, both CAP Radio and Sac State say there are no plans for a merger. And Sac State made it very clear they are not interested in giving up the license to CAP Radio, even if a partnership was formed down the road with a group like KVIE. In the past, our audience has heard from Tom Carlo. He's a CAP Radio's former interim general manager and a current consultant for the station. Carlo told me this week he has supported the idea of partnering with KVIE, but not until after CAP Radio fixes its finances. He described what he told the CAP Radio board when he took over as GM last year.
I had said something to our board at the time that I felt that if we are going to be successful and really be a viable entity in the future, that some sort of a partnership or a collaboration or sharing content or even some sort of an acquisition or a merger with KVIE was a very good idea. I came from a background of a station in San Diego that was what's called a joint licensee. I had both the PBS and the NPR station under me, and we were able to produce all of our local content that could go to every distribution platform there was. We could go to TV, on demand, radio, podcast, and digital and social media. So I've had numerous, what I would say is casual conversations with David Lowe about this idea. And this idea is something you just don't do it in a day or two. It's something that will take a few years.
When Carlo mentions his meetings with David Lowe, he is referring to KVIE general manager David Lowe, who declined to speak for this story.
Okay. Well, getting back to the independent endowment group, they say they want CAP Radio to be out of the hands of university control. It seems like there's a disconnect between the group and Sac State. Why can't they seem to work together?
Well, I asked Sac State about this, and again, it's kind of complicated, but some of this goes back to the audit from last fall. That audit has a section that says CAP Radio, the station, has directed donations to an unauthorized endowment fund, meaning the one managed by the endowment board. So the audit essentially found that the station had been providing services like marketing and fundraising for the endowment, and that it's not allowed to do that. Sac State says that doesn't mean CAP Radio can't work with the endowment group at all. It just has to have some separation. And Mark Wheeler is senior advisor to Sac State President Luke Wood. And just so we're clear in this soundbite, Wheeler refers to the Capital Public Radio Endowment Board as CPRE.
At no point did we ever say that we would be unwilling ever in the future to continue to work with CPRE to facilitate proper operations and good relations. We've just never made that assertion. We've made the assertion that we have to obey the audit findings. That's what we choose to do. We think it's the right thing to do, but it doesn't entail a rupture of the sort that we're talking about here. The other thing that is important to keep in mind is just think about the magnitude of support. You know, it's been suggested by implication, at least, that, you know, being a part of, for example, another organization other than a 501c3 might be financially better for CAP Radio than to be aligned with Sac State and the CSU. The CSU is a $10 billion a year organization. Sac State has a roughly $1 billion a year budget.
Wheeler added that Sac State is very bullish about Cap Radio's future. He said there certainly are more financial issues to work out, but that the university plans to be a continued partner for Cap Radio.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols, who is sharing an update about the public media station. So speaking of issues to work out, Chris, Cap Radio for several years has made plans for moving staff into a new headquarters downtown. We're currently located at Sac State. And through the years, there have been press releases, public events celebrating these plans, not to mention very large sums of money that went into this project. And that is in addition to a second downtown project, which is a live venue. But there was some news yesterday. Can you give our audience an update?
That's right. There was news about the downtown headquarters, and you're right. These plans, they stretch back years, well before the pandemic. But yesterday, Cap Radio management announced the station and its staff will not be moving into that long-planned headquarters building at 730 I Street in downtown. Instead, the station will remain at its offices on the Sac State campus. And Vicky, as we've talked about before, the station signed a long-term and expensive lease at that I Street building. And Cap Radio management says it will continue working with Sac State on finding a resolution to our lease obligations. As you mentioned, Cap Radio has also been working to open a separate live event space in downtown on 8th Street, but there were no details provided this week on that project.
All right. Well, finally, we've been waiting on the results of a forensic examination commissioned by the Cal State System, and that is a continuation of the audit that was released last fall detailing chronic financial mismanagement at Cap Radio by former leadership. This upcoming examination, we've talked about it multiple times on Insight, it was supposed to be released in February, but has been delayed. So do you have any update on when we could see those findings?
Well, Mark Wheeler of Sac State, who we just heard from, he says that examination is still moving forward and that it could be completed in a matter of weeks. He attributed the delays to the firm conducting the report, doing its due diligence, and wanting to get this information right.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.
That is Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols updating us on the latest developments surrounding Cap Radio. And a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this story or conversation before it was posted publicly or broadcasted. You can follow the latest on Cap Radio's finances right on our homepage at capradio.org. Up next, with flood risk rising, one Sacramento Delta community is turning to a new approach to protect residents. We'll learn about the city of Isleton's push for community-based flood insurance, which would become a first of its kind in the state. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.